From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A medical marijuana task force in Colorado Springs is recommending city code changes after a series of meetings held from December through the beginning of March. They include an increase of 600 feet to the minimum distance a facility can be located from a school, residential daycare, or rehabilitation center, and a limit of 12 plants for personal cultivation. City Council is expected to discuss the recommendations at a work session on April 11th, with a first reading scheduled for the end of April. Colorado could be the next state in the country to allow hunters to wear fluorescent pink. As Benta Berkland reports, the measure initially passed the House yesterday. It still needs a final vote, and it already cleared the Senate.
State law requires hunters to wear blaze orange, but supporters of adding pink say it's just as safe and could attract more people to the sport, especially women. Republican Representative Yulin Willett of Grand Junction says he initially thought the bill was the silliest thing he'd ever heard.
But when I looked hard at the bill, I could find nothing wrong with it and a lot of positives. It helps industry. It helps small business. There are now guns with pink handles, so pink is actually in fashion for our hunting and shooting sports.
Women still make up a relatively small percentage of hunters nationwide, but according to the U.S. Census Bureau, that number is increasing. Opponents called it a do-nothing bill, and some women find it insulting and sexist. Wisconsin is the only state in the country that currently allows hunters to wear pink. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.